Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mitch, you sent a letter with regards to the unissued bonds issue. I know that was at least resolved through state Supreme Court with everything, with the decision that was made. Where do things stand, at least right now, in terms of those unissued bonds and the future of them?
So unissued bonds do not come at, authorized and unissued bonds do not come at any cost to the municipality until the comptroller goes to the market. So the way these unauthorized bonds work is essentially as they line up with other projects. Many times there's projects in my districts that are 80, 10, and 10. So 80% could be federally funded, the other 10% could come from the state, and then the other 10% comes from the city. And so oftentimes these authorized and unissued bonds help plan for projects to show people that the city of Buffalo has game, skin in the game, to be able to bid out these projects. And so they don't come at any cost by being in a snapshot in our debt portfolio. And only the common council can rescind those bonds. And after 10 years, if they haven't been gone to the market, they ultimately fall off of our debt portfolio.
What about the future of what was in court and what was fought for, those projects? I mean, are they completely off the board at this point, or what's going on there with that?
So the city comptroller does have until the end of October to appeal the decision to a higher court. And then ultimately we do have a judgment that ultimately forces the comptroller to go to the market to do the ministerial duties that the judge has enforced and stated that the common council is the only appropriating body that with the authorization to dispose of funds, and that the act of the comptroller is ministerial and that she has to go to the market. So I really hope that the city comptroller does not appeal the decision, because it would be irresponsible and inflict more costs on the city of Buffalo in delaying these projects, arguably by the time the comptroller does go to the market in resolving of this court case. We'll be in November. We'll have missed an entire construction season. And then ultimately, when we go back out to bid out these projects, they'll be more costly. And then ultimately, we have to follow our own charter here in the Common Council, and we have to approve another capital budget that's due in December. So we could potentially see the City of Buffalo going out to bond for two capital budgets. It'll allude to a balloon payment, and it'll delay projects. And so ultimately, the City of Buffalo had to learn the hard way, because certain sections of us know what the charter states of our public duties are and some don't.
So you haven't heard anything? I know the attorney for the comptroller said that she's likely to appeal, but you haven't heard anything further than that?
I haven't heard anything further from that, or nor have I heard from the comptroller herself.
The projects that could be affected or have been affected, I know the mayor had listed off a few in terms of the capital budget. Seneca Street came up for just a chat in the newsroom the other day. Do you have any projects within the city that you're most concerned about being impacted by this impasse with bonds?
Well, the first is the ones that everyday constituents see: Main Street, Jefferson, large-scale infrastructure projects that keep our city moving. Ultimately, I want to throw on your radar that I met with the Naval Park. We see the U.S. Sullivans. Remember when they went down and took millions of dollars to recoup it? There's about $3 million in bonds that are the funding apparatus to get those ships to dry dock and to get them to a safe place for rehabilitation. We're now, because of this bond debacle. We now are up left to Mother Nature and sheer luck in how we can keep the naval ships afloat, since those bans were the funding mechanism that leveraged millions of dollars for the U.S. Sullivans. So that's just seen in broad daylight that I'm keeping my eye on continuously. But then ultimately, when you're thinking about when we're going into a winter season, these bonds were for fire apparatuses, for our police and fire that respond to emergencies every day. And ultimately, community centers, streets, sidewalks, infrastructure, all delayed. We completely missed the construction season because of this debacle that landed a Supreme Court judge to say that the authority of the Common Council cannot be usurped by the city comptroller. And I think that as we entertain, or as the comptroller entertains for 30 days if she wants to appeal, a decision that was beautifully written and pretty crystal clear, I think is just further delaying progress that Buffalonians want to see every day.
Just regarding water, the water bills and the rate hikes here, Brian Gould, the chair of the Water Board, came and spoke. He gave you a kind of short rundown of the increases, and he really spoke about transparency and accountability. At the same time, he neglected to mention the average $5 per month infrastructure fee that's going to be imposed. Do you really trust the board to now be transparent as they say they are when they're missing out information like that?
I think we have to demand it, not just take people for what their word is. And ultimately, when you're looking at our water systems, it's incredibly important that people know what they're getting. This isn't Berkshire Hathaway. They're not shareholders that are making rich off of water customers. We have to charge an equitable rate so that we can maintain our systems and that we can continue to further improve them. And ultimately, I think that it was the Brown administration who kept everything extremely low because it was a nice selling pitch to say, well, I'm going to keep your water bill really low, but at the expense of what? Crumbling infrastructure, a water system that can't maintain itself, and then ultimately not capturing funds that are owed to the water department. And what you've even seen from them is that oftentimes it's the wealthy residents that aren't paying their water bills, and the poor residents are subsidizing it by paying their bills on time. So I don't take in this world anybody for gold. I mean, it's important that we all hold the authority accountable. We've seen a great change in the Water Board, especially from last year when we saw that they completely used appropriating funds for a completely different use. So just because the board changed doesn't mean I'm going to take anyone for their word and for gold. That will be demonstrated by actions, by further transparency.
And how do you intend to hold them accountable? There was some talk about maybe asking them here before the budget is passed, for example. What sort of mechanisms can the council do to hold them to account?
Not only can we and should we be showing up to water board meetings, we should also be having them come before council members and committee and going over their budgets before, during, and after they appropriate them.
The top 10 list of you know, not necessarily most wanted, but most delinquent individuals in terms of fines and fees that are owed to the city. You seem pretty serious about putting up posters to either go after these individuals or at least make that public knowledge. Is that something that is serious? And you know, Mr. Seaman said you'd be getting a list at some point.
Yeah, I'm not joking when I say that there's got to be an old poster out west, wanted. You can't, 10 people that own LLCs cannot hold a death grip on the city of Buffalo by being unscrupulous slumlords, not paying their fines and fees. And ultimately, it gets to a fine and fee because they don't want to remediate their property. That's the end result of these fines and fees. It's collecting what's owed to the city of Buffalo. But if you got to the point where you got a fine or a fee or a judgment from housing court, this is could be years in the making. Where the city writes you up, goes to court, you have your due process, and then ultimately you're rendered a fine because you didn't remediate your property and you inflict blight on residents. So I plan to fully get that list of 10 LLCs and start doing my homework of who owns those LLCs because they are the ones that are holding a death grip on the city and inflicting blight on the residents, and I'm not going to put up with it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and fees apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.